Copy radio check, Dodge 11 clear, WRUS 245. Good morning. WSTTA 347, all right, thank you. WSTTA 347, monitoring.
WRXX 102, standing by. WRXX 102, calling out WRKC822, got your ears on this morning.
WRVV525, also in the mobile. How are you doing this morning? WRVV690 mobile. WRVV690, this is WRVV690, you 3.
This is WRVV690, I have a lot of road noise in the mobile. Can you come back and try it again, please?
This is 690, unit 3.
Roger that. The name here is Ron. How you doing this morning?
I'm okay this morning, sir. I know your name. I've been knowing you for 52 years.
Okay. Good morning again. That's a wake-up call.
Good to hear from you. My phone is down, so I'm not able to call you on the line, so I can catch you on here on the mobile. Copy.
Copy that. You know, I didn't even recognize you coming back to me. I got these hearing aids in and all this road noise there. Ron Duran.
Yeah, copy that, sir. I just got into the workplace here and turned my radio on and I heard you coming over.
Well, copy that. I'm on my way. I'm out here in Dearborn Heights now, Dearborn or whatever, on Ford Road, but I'm heading to Westland. So, yeah, this is my route every Thursday.
Roger that. Okay, yeah. I changed my antenna on this, the original radio that I have. And, seems to be coming out pretty good. I can read you loud and clear.
Yeah, copy that. I'm, what type of radio are you on? You know the one that I have in my mobile, but what type of radio are you on?
The very first one. The very first one I introduced you to.
Oh, copy that. Okay, you put a longer one on there? A longer antenna?
Yeah, just a little bit longer. I actually have been had this when I showed it to you before. And it's just something similar to that. I guess that'll be that 771.
Yeah, I got the same one on my HT. Same one. But I have to take it off when I go to work because it gets under my arm. And put the original one on. But other than that, when I'm out of work, I have it on there. I got the Abri 771.
Yeah, roger that. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get busy around here. Try to get in contact with you a little later on when I get some time.
You're doing a fine job into the machine. I don't know how close you are to the machine, but you're doing a fine job in there. No doubt about it. A little bit of undertone, but other than that, you are excellent in there. And like I said, all this road noise in my hearing aids, it really gets to be crowded in my ear. But anyhow, nice hearing from you. I heard you said about your phone, so call me anytime. I'm either on this one or 16. Repeater 16, not GMRS 16. Peter 16, which is in Troy. I'll talk to you later. 73.
And roger that. It's good hearing from you too. Once I get that phone back up and running, I'll give you the, it's going to be the same number. I'll let you go ahead on and get into work. I'll talk to you later on. This is WRVV690, Unit 3.
Hey, roger that. WRVV690, mobile clear, listening.
Good morning. How about it, 822? How about it, WRKC 822? You got a copy on this, WRXX 102. No copy, 822, 102, back out. I guess somebody needs to pump up that modulation, eh?
station 218. That station out there, 218. WIUG, grade 8. New York station, WIUG, grade 8, in Rochester Hills.
Yes, I believe I spoke to you before. I'm just in my office doing some work. I noticed that propagation must be really good because you guys are coming in very clear here in western New York State.
Yes, sir. How are you doing? I haven't talked to you in a long time. I talked to you last year, Roger.
Yes, sir. It has been some time. I've made a couple of attempts to reach out to the Michigan area repeaters over the last few days because I have been receiving your signal, but today it's really, really nice and clear, and it comes and goes, obviously, but I thought I'd give you a shout.
Sir, anytime. Look, anytime. Don't be shy. Give us a shout anytime. We'll answer you back. I always have my radio on, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. And as fate would have it, I actually have a repeater here in New York on the same frequency and with the same PL. So that's why I hear you guys from time to time. And mostly I'm carrying an HD around, so I have no shot of getting back out to you, but I power down my repeater, and it seems like I guys quite often, especially lately. All right, sir, you have a great day, and that goes to everyone out there and listening in on the Michigan 675 repeaters. And we'll talk to you again soon. This is Whiskey Romeo, Kilo X-Ray 607, First Personal Brian in North Java, New York.
Roger there, Brian. You take care, and you have a good day, and keep contacting us. My name is Jack, by the way, and I think you know me. I talked to you before. You take care, and you have a good day. WIUG, grade 8. There's another station out that way. Go ahead. I cannot copy you 100%. I heard you talking in a little bit, and that's about it. Roger. From New York, Roger. Maybe you put it, then, are you on a medium watt or high watt? Put on high watt, see if you can reach me. More clear. Keep coming. You're from New York? Station, I cannot pull you out. Maybe wait a few minutes. I would be able to pull you out. Station 218, you out there?
Copy, I'm ZX218. Yeah, it's working this morning, right?
You hear that guy from New York?
Roger that, yeah. It's rolling good today. Over.
Should have got in and talked to him. The guy from New York, see how he heard you out that way. There's another one out there, but I can't pull him. Can you pull him?
No, he's too broken up. I thought I heard Angola. I don't know if that's Angola, Indiana, or New York. I don't know.
I was coming in, but that's all I heard, a few words, and I couldn't get back to him.
Roger that. Yeah, that New York station was doing good. He's getting near Mount Clemens repeater, he said, right? Over.
Yeah, that's what he said. I told him, don't be shy, you know, he can talk to us all the time. We'll be out there, Roger.
Yeah, he came in very clear. Very clear. I was surprised to hear him that clear.
Guy on that Motorola 50-watt radio he had.
Roger that. What was this radio you got now? QYT you saying?
No, I haven't got it yet. It's QYT, yeah. 9600. That's the MD 9600. That is a good radio. And, well, I'm not telling you anything, but I know the guy, he's the only one here. Any radio comes in, he checks them in and all that and find out they good or not. Roger?
Oh, copy that. Okay.
WRMS 758, you had a shot on the machine.
Station 758, go ahead. Randall, what did you say?
He said that station in Michigan is all I heard.
Come on back, that station out there. WIUG 488. Send him back.
Yeah, he's trying to hit the Detroit repeater. He's not making it too good.
Okay, it was back in my meter too. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, he's not getting in very good. He's trying it on Detroit though.
Remember, he said he talked to us. I said, yeah, about a year ago, he talked to us. He said, yeah, I was trying to a couple of times. And I think he talked to, what's his name? Tim. Tim, he said he talked to New York before.
copy that. Oh, 329 Jim, yeah, right. I might have heard him out there trying, I don't know.
Well, let me see, is anybody else out there from New York? Any station out there from New York? WIUG 488. By the way, Lando, the 575 is open. And 725 is open. Both of them, they opened this morning and last night. And I text you that they're both open.
Copy that. Yeah, I just read them. I went to bed early again. My back was sore.
So I made a couple of contacts. The 725. It's Michigami repeater, that's what that guy's saying, from Ohio.
Yeah, copy that. That's that one down there out of a lake, right at the Ohio border, over.
I see now, because I don't know what that repeater is, but that's what he said.
Yeah, isn't Flint 7252 up there?
That's Flint's repeater, 725. It was hitting in Grand Rapids about a month ago, but now it's hitting Ohio.
Roger that. Yeah, I've talked to some, I forget the fellow's name, that station down there. Ottawa Lake, but I've talked to him before in the past.
It's going to be a good one. It's not going to be rain till Sunday, so we're going to get those bands open. Roger.
Copy that.
We get a lot of Ohio people out of here.
Yeah,
we're
going
kind of north and south today. Even the same thing yesterday. Foggy and all that. Really can't see that good. And this is WIUG 488.
It's clear over here today, no problem. Right now, it was way better than yesterday.
I see what he's saying. I was on a Flint repeater, and I had 4 bars from them. I think when I get this other radio, I can talk to them all. Roger.
Roger that. How about the Yagi now? Can you show a difference?
Really, the interfering 625 interfering is a little bit more noisy.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm getting up there today and going to move it. I'm going to spin it around more towards the east. And that should take care of all that.
I was so busy yesterday outside. I had to clean up the garage a little bit. I moved the bike, couple of bikes around, and moved the power wash and all the other stuff out there. You know, I had to move around to sweep down there. I couldn't blow them because they would not blow those leaves.
don't remind me. I've got many, many leaves to pick up coming soon.
You're right about that. And by the way, I haven't seen, I put the food for the bird. I haven't seen not even one bird.
They're out there. I got morning does. I had like, I bet you 10, 12 of them sitting out here and running around on the ground. They discovered all this seed. Now they won't leave.
Good, you got them there. I don't have not even one here. It's not even a flying one.
Come and go.
One thing, that guy from New York is really doing good. I don't know how many people is out there with him, but that probably hurts. That probably New York, they have that 675, but Peter, I was that way.
That's
what you can do, isn't it? That was Sean Joy. Over here. Roger.
Copy that. I think I'm hearing somebody trying to come in there. Over.
Let's see. Any station out of New York? WIUT 480, Rochester Hills, Michigan. One more time, we're going to try. Any station out of New York? WIUG, Wade 8, Rochester Hills, Michigan. Well, I guess not. I was on 600, and I just heard the click from the 600 repeater.
Roger, I just went there too. Probably activated. Very active there. I'm getting Moline coming in too on the Michigami. Over.
Oh, I see. You're getting on the 725 repeater?
Oh, no, 600.
Okay. Do you ever talk to those people down that way?
Oh, a couple times. A couple times in the past, over.
Well, you want to try that 725? Or we haven't got programmed?
Yeah, I got it. I'll go over there and try it. WIGX 218.
We're clear of this frequency. 218. Station 218, WIUG 48.
I can hear you out there.
I didn't hear you out there. I was on 575, but there's nobody out there on these two stations.
I heard you on 725, real scratchy.
That's what that guy was saying day before yesterday. He's saying, you're very scratchy. I heard you out there, but you're very scratchy. But the other guy, relay, he was hearing me really good. And I said, I'm going to relay all that to the other guy. I think this 50 watt radio is going to do everything. All they got to do is link up another 10 repeaters and then they got everything covered. Randall, you take care. I gotta get back whatever I was doing. I was doing some work. Catch you later. WIUG 48 clear.
WU-261, did you read me? WRW-761 from Muskie, Ohio, how you read? Yeah, right, Sandusky, Ohio, by Cedar Point. It's WRW-761 out of Sandusky, Ohio. You copy me now?
WRDW-391, 20 miles south of Rose City, monitoring traffic.
DUI 438 on the band. to ESPN and NT monitoring station.
WSAG 266 mobile.
WRON 586, listening. WIZP 544, Sheboygan County Lab, monitoring the frequency. WSDD 713 for a radio check out of Troy.
WSDD 347, we got a copy.
Copy, thank you. WSDD 713, clear.
This is WSDQ 816, Dan in Lorain, Ohio, calling.
WSDJ 347, we copy Lorain, Ohio.
Boy, you're coming in strong, sounding good though. Where are you located?
I'm in Sterling Heights, Michigan right now, in the mobile.
Well, you're sounding good. Full quieting real loud into Lorraine. I'm up here about 30 miles west of Cleveland.
Yeah, 10-4 on the Cleveland, 10 miles. You're loud and clear up here, too.
I've talked to Michigan occasionally, but not in a while. I'm really happy when I can get into Michigan. That you fellas do a good job over there.
Hey, you're doing a good trip. I'm about 8 miles north of Detroit right now.
Do you know what repeater we're on?
I think we're on the Mount Clemens repeater, and the Detroit repeater.
Well, you guys got it made with those linked repeaters up there. You guys can talk all over the place. That's a good deal.
How you doing, fellas? WFDM 934. I'm going to jump in quick here and see if you guys can receive this transmission testing as a radio system.
Where'd you say he was located?
WFDM 934. I'm up at Spring Service.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you. I turned it up a little bit.
Yeah, I've been having some antenna trouble. I'm out some new stuff right now. Seeing what works and what doesn't.
What kind of antenna are you using?
Oh, I had one of those Midland self antennas, and that wasn't doing it for me.
Yeah, I'm on a homemade antenna. It's up maybe about 15 feet to the base of it.
Well, this setup's actually for our off-road budget. I'm sitting in my car right now. I'm trying to use this stuff off-road. So trying to figure out some comms for me and my buddy.
Yeah, I got a mobile antenna that's about 6 inches tall, and it's not the best for a mobile.
Well, you're coming in good from here.
Yeah, I'm on the base. Right now with that homemade antenna, but I don't even know what that one is. I know the best antenna is I think 5/8 over 5/8, but I don't know what this one is. I just kept cutting until it got a good match. Yeah, that's the only way I know how to do it, for homemade.
I heard some guys talking on here last night from Ohio, so I don't know if the weather's too great right here or what, but that gentleman is pretty much a few points. So.
Yeah, sometimes we get those conditions, I don't know, I forgot what they call it, inversion or something, we can talk when that's going on.
Well, it's been good chatting with you. I'm going to keep working on this machine here. So it's going to be on here pretty soon. So I've got a couple of things I got to take care of. It's been a good chat with you. Congratulations. And 30 FPM, 934. I'll be good.
All right, you have a good one. It's been nice talking to you there. This is Whiskey Sugar, Delta, Quebec, 816 Dan, Lorain, Ohio. You hear me on here, give me a call. We'll catch you later. 73s, bye-bye.
73. Hey, Dan, is that you out there?
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
You're sounding good. I don't know what you did, but you're sounding good. Roger.
Yeah, we must have those conditions again. I try every evening, but we don't always have the conditions.
Hey, it's a band opening. That's what it is. They call it band opening. Roger.
Yeah, Roger on that. I'm getting a lot of screaming in here right now. Every once in a while I get a screaming sound. Are you getting it on that end?
Well, I'm not getting any screaming, but it's going anyhow, yeah, the band opening is not, yesterday I was on 575 and I talked to a lot of people from Ohio.
Well, I must have missed out. I didn't try last night, but I missed the night and I missed the whole work.
You did anyhow. How's your eye doing?
I can't complain. It's doing better. I tried to get an appointment to see if that guy can give me something to make that eye work a little better, but I can see through it now. It's a weird thing. If I sleep on my left side, it does better in the morning. When I get up, I can see better through it.
Well, that's good. That's good. At least you can see a little bit, you know. This is WIUG, what it is. Roger.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that VA eye doctor to give me another appointment so I can get an eye test, see if he can figure out a lens where I can see better with that eye. I think it's correctable a little bit. The lens might look like a Coke bottle, but I think it could be corrected a little bit.
Hey, always could be correct, you know, on a day or something like that, but always could be correct, if you know what you're eating.
Okay, this is kind of weird because this radio only does 467. And I don't know why I can hear you on the 467 and talk on the same one.
Yeah, because you're talking on the Detroit repeater, the 462-625. That's who you're talking. I'm talking on a different one. 462-675.
Yeah, I was, one day I was getting you guys, and I had to listen on my HP, on my handheld radio, and talk on the, talk on this one.
Well, you gotta learn how to use that HP radio, Roger.
Well, you know, when I can hear you on this radio, it's fine, but the sound's not coming over this radio. I have to turn the, little one on.
All right, what you need to do, you got to put a different antenna. Roger.
Well, it's, most of the time, it's just fine, you know, with this antenna, but, I can hear it just fine, with these,
too much, so I'm gonna have to let you go. I will talk to you later today or tomorrow. WRUG 48. Have a good evening.
All right, you have a good one. Good hearing you in there. I'll catch you later. This is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816 Dan and Lorraine. 73. Have a good one.
Station 544, that station out there, 544, WRUG 48, copy.
WRZP 544, good afternoon, Jack.
Well, good afternoon, Bob. Bob, it's a very nice day here, sunshine, little wind, and we're getting all kinds of calls from Ohio.
Roger that. We were high 50s this morning. It's 83 currently. Clear skies and supposed to remain that way the rest of the week there, Roger.
Roger, Bob, and it's about 84, and I'm sitting outside with the 10-watt radio.
Roger that. I just snuck in here the radio room here. Working on a few honey-do lists of my own today, Roger.
Roger that. Well, Bob, good to hear from me, from you. I, you know, I'd like to hear more from you anyhow. You take care. I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
Roger that, sir. We will do it again. Count on it there, brother. Enjoy your afternoon, Jack, and take care, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Does anybody have a copy?
Dan, when you go see Dan and Lorraine, nobody's going to know you. You got to give your call sign out first. Roger? All right, Dan, you take care and have a good day. WIUG 48, clear.
All right, Jack, you have a good one. We'll catch you later. This is WSQB 16, Dan and
Check. Check. Check.
Station out of Ohio, you're not quite holding the repeater, WRUX 245.
WRUX 245. Yeah, I couldn't really make out anything on that transmission. I think I caught 816 out of Lorain, Ohio. And, yeah, I usually hear you on here. But, yeah, you're not quite making it in. If you want to give it about another couple hours when the sun starts going down, I'm sure you're going to make it in just fine. WRUX 245, standing by.
All right. You have a good one. We'll send you later. This is,
There's pretty good radio, man. We're done picking you up, talking. We're on 94 in Woodward.
You said 94 in Woodward. I am contacting the Mount Summit computer from Washington Township.
I hear you, Washington Township. You're saying Eric on the line, isn't it?
That is correct. You are speaking with Eric.
We're having a hard time picking you up, man. We're down here on 94 over down here the first place. WRX 102.
Nice to hear from your family, Scott. Been trying to contact Jay. Finally had some contact. You're headed up 94 and you're over by Woodward. Are you headed towards Mount Clemens or is you going towards downriver?
I'm headed towards Mount Clemens, my home down here in Roseville.
Very nice. We went out to Indiana the other day, and I tried hitting a couple of repeaters over there, like Niles and Shipshawana is kind of nice. WRXX-102, have you traveled much upstate with your 100 over to the airbase contact?
Yeah.
You said I have a lot of artifacts in my transmission. Over.
It sounded like that last transmission got a little bit better. I'm getting closer.
It might be due to the fact that I'm underneath my balcony and I'm on the opposite side of my face from the receiver. So I'm going to get in through my building. WRXX102 from WRKC822. Are you operating on a mobile unit inside your vehicle or a handheld?
Hey, Eric, man, I got about two words out of that last transmission, man. I can barely hear you, man. It's getting like crap down here.
Are you operating on handheld or a mobile unit inside of your vehicle?
I am in a mobile unit. I was just at Woodward and 94. It's kind of hard to get my house underneath that bridge there, Roger. I'm at Mount Elliott 94 right now, sitting in traffic.
Your last transmission came in very clean, very good. Am I coming in clear now?
Yeah, you're coming in clear, man. I'm getting closer, man. I'm coming up into Hamtramck right now.
Hopefully traffic's not too bad. Hopefully it clears up. Usually when I'm on 94, heading north, once I'm past Connor or over by St. John, Maine, it usually clears up pretty good in Cadieux area.
Yeah, I'm starting to hear you real good now. Just a little bit of crackling there, just over. I'm hearing you pretty good now.
That makes me really happy. This is my first time on air using my radio, and well, it's just nice to have a contract and be able to hear you clear and know that I'm broadcasting clear as well. So thank you.
That's pretty good when a little 2-3-watt radio can talk all the way to downtown Detroit from where you at, radio.
Your last transmission was cut short. I'm sorry, I did not hear it.
How about a half hour when I get to the home 20? WRXX102, we're going to go back quiet.
How about it, Eric? Can you hear this 102 radio now?
Well, Layla Charlie here in Sheboygan County, WRZP 544. We hear you.
Whiskey Romeo X-ray, X-ray 102, Scott down here in Roseville on this mobile radio. Bob, we can hear you loud and clear.
You're at 102, mobile safely and be safe, Roger.
Right, Joe.
WSEM 306, Huck, you out there? Or Max, you out there? WSEM 306, Max, can you hear me? Over.
Station 983, station out there, 983, WIUG, 48, copy. Try one more time. Station 983, WIUG, 48, copy. WIUG, 48, clear.
WRBY 660 mobile.
This is WRTP 347. Standing by.
I didn't mean to double with you, Anthony. Eric, how are you, man? Anthony, go ahead.
WSTH 380, standing by.
hash only.
WRXX102 on the standby.
WSDJ347.
WRXX102, giving a shout out to WRZP544. You got them ears on tonight?
WRZP544, yes sir, I do.
Hey, this is Scott down here in Roseville. Hey, I put up on them new, the Redivis, four, what is it, 60-inch ground plane deals. I took them Yagi beams down. This thing sounded any better?
Definitely loud and clear, great modulation, and of course you're hitting the repeater. So yeah, Liam and Charlie on this end.
Thank you much. I was just checking. Boy, it's almost got a flat match on this thing. This thing's whistling down here, no doubt. Thank you very much, Bob. Have a good night, man.
You, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. Sounding grand. WRZP 544. Have a good evening, Scott.
Yeah, your modulation definitely picked up a whole bunch down here. I got a whole room full of you now.
WSCF 297, listening. Station 296. Station out there 296. WIUG 88. How are you guys doing out that way?
We're dealing with it, man. It's good weather out here. We're good out here.
Was this Josh? Or Eric?
Hey, this is Eric.
Hey, you sounding good, Eric. How's everything?
Everything's good, Jack. Everything's good out here. Just got in for the night and, yeah, everything's good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just a little bit tired. I was working outside, cleaning up outside. You know, when you gotta clean up outside, you gotta do, you gotta bend down and all that stuff. So I just...
Roger, that's overrated. Yeah, now I waited all summer to do all the things outside. Now I'm hurting just like you. I'm good though.
Well, what are you gonna do? You gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta clean up. That means you gotta clean up. Anyhow, you know what? I just looked at 7 days. It's no rain at all the way to next Saturday.
Yeah, they're saying the same around here. It's going to be dry, so we kind of need it.
Yeah, but Eric, we need some water, man, for that grass. Yeah, I know what you're saying. All right, Eric, you take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 88, clear.
Roger that, Jack. Yeah, we're just gearing up for deer season and getting everything ready for putting some meat on the ground, but everything's good. You have a good night. I'll be listening. WSCF 297.
Hey, wait, when is the deer season? Is that October 1st by you guys?
Hey,
Jack, yeah, we start on September 28th with the bow season, and it runs until February 2nd.
We started October 1st with a bow and arrow, Roger, and it ends up on 14th in November.
And you guys got those cold deer up there, you know, it is what it is, but we got fall turkey coming up too, so we're going to be double-heading here pretty soon.
Take care. Talk to you maybe tomorrow. Anyhow, good to hear from you. You take care. Have a good evening. WRUG 88.
Hey, that is Jack, WSCF 297. I'm listening. You have a good night, Jack.
What's all this racket?